Hi everyone, it's Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. If you haven't heard already, we're in a partnership with a great gaming company called Metallic Dice Games. They provide some of the best looking dice and accessories at an affordable price. And here at the Brothel, we're going to make that great price even better. By using our exclusive promo code RBP10 at checkout, you can get 10% off your entire purchase. Even better, Metallic Dice Games is giving a bit of it back to the show to help us cover expenses. So snag yourself a set of premium dice over at metallicdicegames.com and help support the podcast by using promo code RBP10. Check it out today.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange. The Dark Spiral.
So after a short minute or so, one of the researchers comes down to speak with you.
Sweet.
These names are very strange. Sorry.
I know, like Utaru.
Oh, they're worse. A man comes down, introduces himself as Ifur Kishi. IPHUR-KISHI. Ifur Kishi.
Cool. Hello, Stevie Stevens.
Yes, an associate said that you were interested in modification, creation, that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Weaponry included.
What?
Weaponry included?
Yes, and I will pull out my invention portfolio.
Sure.
And show
I just
him.
Assume it's on a cell phone, which it won't look like a phone at this point, but it's like a, you know.
It's like a tablet.
Modified tablet at this point. He's very intrigued by what you have. You know, we're asking you, you know, where did you research? What sort of things have you done?
So I would tell him that I am originally from Earth, but I heard that Rook was the best place to go for body modifications.
Oh, yes, absolutely it is.
And, you know, just kind of talk about what I studied and that, you know, on Earth, really, there's no body modifications other than, like, tattoos and piercings for the most part, except for a few bionics. I will show, like, because Troy and I were working on different weapons, so, like, ones that, like, slip over your hands, ones that, you know, like, are used by mind control, things of that nature. Show him my different things and be like, I just stepped in on these on a surgery where somebody was getting their knuckles done just because I wanted to see the process and go on and on. Kind of distance myself from them.
Sure. I understand. Yes. No, I mean, that's all.
I don't think she likes it.
Well and good.
No, you guys have already left.
You're I see there. Some things here that yeah, I've not seen before.
Even though we're the smartest people.
He says, I've seen some things here that I've never seen before. It's very interesting work. You do also see that this man is wearing a green ring.
Okay.
What are you trying to attempt to do here?
We're trying to get access to a higher level.
Okay. So if you are basically asking him to speak to, like, a chief research developer.
Chief research, or if I could, you know, maybe...
I really thought he was asking her.
Sell some of my ideas to the company.
Okay, so
freelance work, something
then at
along
that point
those lines.
It would be like a charm roll of some kind.
Okay.
He would be a level 5 character at this point. As you guys tear up, I have to tear up my character.
I am trained in deceiving. I don't know what that means.
I can't become
I tried
God
to look it up
trying
and
to
I can't.
Lie to
no.
Him.
Well, no, I'm not trying to lie to him, but I'm just like I don't know what that means. Like cuz clearly I'm not fully interested in a job.
Right. So you're lying, which is deception.
Right, but, like, I don't know what trained means. Does it lower?
Yes, it lowers at one level, so
one
it would be
level.
Level 4.
Okay.
Specialized would lower it, too.
I did not specialize in it. I thought about it, but I didn't.
So, which is speed-based. That helps you in effort.
I have an edge of 1, so...
So it would cost you 2 points from your pool if you wanted to use effort on it.
For, yeah, if you wanted so to I'll bring it down effort. To a 3, so I only need a 12, right?
Yes.
Got a 16.
Oh. He says, I can bring this up to one of our chief researchers and see maybe if he'd be interested in speaking with you.
That would be great. Thank you.
He goes to the front desk and makes a quick call and says, you know, one of our chief research officers is available now if you wish.
Absolutely.
He comes, another man comes down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, comes down. Damn it. I go up.
And he go up.
he comes down and says, Miss Stevens, is that correct?
Yes.
I've been told that you have some pretty interesting, intriguing designs and creations.
Yes.
And he goes through your portfolio and says, mm-hmm. these are very interesting. If you're available, maybe we can go up and sit in a conference room, have a chat.
Yes, please.
Yes, no, that would be fine. So Stevie Stevens is going to go up to the next floor.
So you guys see Stevens going up the elevator.
I don't know what the rest of you guys are doing.
She freaking did that.
I don't know what we can do. We're kind of...
Untaru is like, she's good.
Crap, what do we want to do? We got to find a red ring.
That man, by the way, is wearing a red ring.
What?
The chief researcher.
Boom, bitches. That's the look Stevie looks at you guys with. She's going up the elevator.
She just goes like this.
His back is turning. I'm like, suck it!
I got two words for you.
Utara, I'm like, you're worthless. Are you going to try to steal it?
Maybe I'll try to sleep my way into it. We don't know. Maybe I'll sell it for the red ring.
Once again, you do see
a... Do I have mind control? I thought I took that one. Hold on. No, I didn't. Okay.
When you go up to research and development, you do again see that... obviously, the surgical room did as well. I don't remember if I mentioned it, but everything here is pretty well guarded. There are a lot of...
Yep.
A lot of guards around.
Mm-hmm.
Lobby has comfortable seating, refreshments... behind the counter are a few associates ready to help any researchers or any other authorized guests, which this is you.
Me.
You see that those researchers are wearing green rings. They're wearing white robes with one green stripe. The chief research guy that you are with...
Mm-hmm.
Who I didn't give you the name of. Let me do that. Sorry. His name is Pra Khatum. PraQuatum. He is wearing white robes with two green stripes. The difference between the associates and the chief, I guess, is that there are two green stripes.
Cool.
So he brings you up. He gives a nod to the gentleman behind the counter.
Mm-hmm.
He brings you to a small office.
Okay.
And sits down with you and says, I'd like to talk to you about, he just kind of points out like a specific gun or something. You know, I'd like to talk to you about this particular design. This is earthbound, you said.
Yes.
It's very different. It could be a top seller here. We do have individuals who work particularly in, the military or police get these modifications. It's a very interesting concept. It could even work maybe if it popped out of an arm or something, you know.
Exactly what I was thinking. But see, there's no platform for that on Earth.
No, of course not. No, Rook is where you want to be if you want modifications.
Exactly.
Right. And he's just going to continue to talk to you about science and this stuff.
And so. I'm going to continue to wow him with more ideas and more blueprints of things and more... interesting concepts that maybe he never thought of.
Okay.
Because I also do have like mind-based things where like, you know, everything that we have can be mentally linked.
Okay.
Basically make myself seem like super interesting to the point where I would be somebody who is trusted with either a green or higher colored ring.
Obviously, you're trying to get more information out of the guy.
Trying to get information, but also trying to maybe possibly get trusted enough.
So, literally in the book, it is a persuade roll.
Okay.
For more information. Let me find...
this one. These two are good to me.
Level healing earth. He is... He is a, technically he's a level 6 because okay. he is, yeah, he's a little higher than the other ones.
Persuade is intellect.
I feel like persuade and deception are all like the same thing, so we've been going with speed. Mm-hmm. Unless you got something intellectual that you can utilize to drop it. I mean, you have. I know you have had...
Well, I'm a quick study, so the more I repeat a task, the easier it becomes for me.
Well, that's true.
So, but... to charm this guy, it's the same task.
True.
So it becomes easier, which means I get a bonus roll.
It just, it basically, it drops it a tier.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
You do it.
If you want to spend effort...
Do it now.
So she dropped it to a 5?
If no. She has to roll first and then it'll drop, but she can drop it if she uses effort.
He's a 6?
Yes.
Which means I have to get a really high roll.
18?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to spend... How many points is 2 effort?
5 points total.
Mm-hmm. So 4 points.
Yeah. So he's a level 4 now.
18.
Boom. nice. You persuade the man.
Yeah.
And he sort of prattles on. He sort of just prattles on about, you know, about the job and what they do here. Mm-hmm. A little bit about the company itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, you kind of got him in your grasp at this point. What do you want to ask the guy?
Well, what do I want to ask? Pretty much, like, who is the leader? Like, this company is so fascinating. It's still brand new, but it's doing so well. So I want to know a little bit more about the management, a little bit more about, like, what they offer me.
You mean Yurdust?
Yes.
He is a bit of an enigma. I do know that he's not a native of Rook. Supposedly, he's a native of the Strange itself. In fact, he's the one who gave us the Nacarand.
The Nacarand?
Yeah, we only see him when he is tending to the Nacarand project on our maintenance levels. It's named for the Nacarand itself. It's this living mass of immense size. It's unexplainable, really, what the abilities and the powers of this thing is. It's some kind of... chimera of strange genes and enzymes, maybe? We take samples from it regularly and use them as the basis of our research. We've developed more than one graft improvement from studying the creature. In return for tissue samples, we house the Nacarand and supply cloned venom workers to Yurdust when he asks. We have clone banks set up on the maintenance levels. The Nacarand project is a Zal trade secret, if you will. As I'm sure you can appreciate, you know, blabbing about trade secrets to other factions is strictly prohibited by factual decree. So, you know, maybe don't go spreading these around unless you're looking forward to a visit by a troop of Myriand.
And I absolutely would not. In fact, I would like to be one of the trusted.
Of course, of course.
Bat pretty eyelashes here.
I mean, you know, you seem like a trustworthy individual.
Little do you know.
Now, if you want to know more about the cloned workers and Nacarand, you would have to speak to Bel Timar. He's up in maintenance.
That would be amazing, because then I would go rattle on about, you know, some bio project that I did back in grad school with using bioorganisms to create weapons of mass destruction. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Basically trained yeast.
Yeast
to attack cells from human bodies.
Way better than geese.
Mm. Yeah, you know, bio mass destruction.
I don't know, man. We could teach geese to, you know, attack cells in the body. It's pretty cool too.
Exactly. So, you know, because he said it was a giant mass of enzymes and what was it? Enzymes and organisms and whatnot.
Strange enzymes and something else. Yeah.
Sorry, I was trying to write as quickly.
Strange genes and enzymes.
Yeah, so I would talk about how I would train or change the genetic makeup of certain geese to
taking notes.
Yeah. Like. To try to make myself seem more like an asset to this group than
of course.
He originally thought. Would it be possible for me to get a meeting with, what was his name?
Beltmar.
Beltmar.
It's Beltemer.
Wait, is that the same guy as your dust?
No.
No, this is the maintenance dude that is in charge of the giant blob of enzymes and genes.
Got it.
He does say that we don't really have any openings here, but strangely enough, one of our research designer, research and develop, one of our chief researchers, hasn't been at work in a while, and perhaps it is time to start seeking a replacement.
I would probe a little bit about that and be like, why would he not show up to such a perfect sounding job?
He would just say that he's unsure. He seems to have disappeared. No one can seem to locate. He has no idea.
That makes Stevie question kind of considerably, but continue to push to meet with Bell Tamar.
Okay.
Bat. Pretty eyelashes here.
Let's see.
Well, which I don't have, but you know.
You will have to roll to see if you can meet with Bell Tamar.
Okay.
I keep wanting to say tamer when I look at it.
T-E-M-E-R or
It's T-E-M-A-R.
Yeah, you switch the A and the E and it's tamer.
Pretty close. So he is, he's also a level 6.
Also a level 6? Ugh.
I swear to God, you both had like a specialty in charm and deception, but I guess I'm
wrong. It's trained deceiving, that's all I have.
Well, at this point, you're not deceiving. Just roll me luck.
16. I like this dice.
Beltemer is willing to meet with you and speak with you.
Yay.
But it probably will not be today.
That's fine.
So, which researcher did I give you?
You gave me...
Pa?
No, Pra.
Pra. Pra will shake your hand. Thank you for your time. Hand you back your tablet, obviously.
I give him like a card with all my information on
it. Right, sure. He will hope to be in touch with you. And then he will ride with you back down the elevator to the showroom where ideally these three are waiting.
I assume at the other entrance where I don't look like I'm fully with them.
That's probably a safe bet after the mishap we had.
Yeah, because you guys kind of need to leave.
We're the sticky bandits.
Yeah, we were probably already leaving and going back
down. Yeah, you guys are probably like down at the bottom of the tower would be my guess.
Yeah, if not outside.
And like a couple blocks away. Yeah. Boom, bitches.
Get some good rolls there to get us somewhere.
This pink dice, it's my friend.
You are down in the showroom.
Okay.
You guys no longer see, by the way, the security head. You just see normal troopers and...
Oh, cool. So let's hang out some. Let's hang out a little bit longer. He's not here. He won't know.
Well, we probably don't want her seen with us if she has another meeting there.
When's my meeting with Bell Tamar?
Sometime tomorrow.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to walk past Jimmy, and I'm going to bump into him but keep walking, and I mentally linked to him when I touched him.
Oh!
And I'm going to tell you everything that just happened and tell you to meet me downstairs. A voice just pops in your head and goes, don't freak out.
Have you ever mentally linked with Jimmy yet?
No.
No.
I know you have with me.
Yeah. So But Jimmy was the closest non-suspicious one, whereas you would be a little bit
more
suspicious.
You also told me you were going to do it when you did it, so right. It's...
So you get like a da-da-da-ding, hey Jimmy, it's me, don't freak out.
Look around at you guys and you're doing nothing. I'm like,
as you see like Stevie in the elevators as the doors close. And she'll be like, hey, so this is what happened. Replay everything that happened with Pra. And be like, meet me downstairs. I have a meeting with, like, one of the chief men. It was chief maintenance dudes who I think I figured out where the spiral dust is coming from. But don't be suspicious.
Oh, man. All right.
So I guess everybody meet you downstairs.
Well, that's if Jimmy doesn't make a scene.
I'm going to be as calm and collected as usual.
That's what I was afraid of.
He's twitching as we're walking.
Yeah.
He looks like he's tweaking on something.
You guys get down to, I guess, the main lobby or something. Untaru kind of rushes to you and says, what the hell just happened and where did you go?
So I will explain to her the whole, like, I put a little bug in their ear that I am a scientist and that, you know, I work in weapons and modifications and explain that I got an interview, essentially, with a chief scientist. And then I will explain everything that I learned about your dust and the blob. I'm calling it the blob because that's just easier. And that I have a meeting with Bel Tamar, who is the leader of the group of the blob people, tomorrow.
She's ecstatic and almost gives you a hug.
She does one of those.
Yeah, pretty much.
As Stevie like recoils, like, don't touch me.
She's kind of like, well, what? I mean, so we have another day to wait. Like, what now? What do you want? What do you want to do?
I don't. Is there anything fun to do in there?
It's just like any other city.
Any other city.
There are places to go. There are things to see.
Would we know, eat, like, drink, possibly where maybe some of these people would go after work?
Yeah. The bar?
Not that you would know of.
Okay. Because I was thinking if you guys could even just get a white ring, might be helpful.
Right.
Or green ring.
And Taro's kind of like, so you guys have, sorry, so you have essentially a way in to... They call them the maintenance levels?
Yes.
Is that what is above?
I assume.
Interesting. Well, the real question is, how can we all get in there with you? Because this can't be a one-woman show.
We got the walkie-talkies!
I agree with you on that. That's one thing I've been trying to work out. Clearly, some of you are going to have to alter your appearances. As she looks at Otto.
I have a dress.
But I feel like we could have assistants or people who look like green research ring wearers.
Doesn't the walkie-talkies teleport?
Yeah.
To each other?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We could walkie-talkie teleportation. I can have one and you guys can have the other.
Seems to be an option.
Does it only bring one?
That's the question. That's what I was just thinking.
It's going to be like Dragon Ball Z. Everyone touch me.
I mean, it is a key.
The bad thing is if we all go to her, we can't get back out.
Unless we fight our way.
Yeah. See, now everyone's talking.
And I can, this is awesome. And only I can turn invisible. I can't turn other people invisible.
Specifies a quickened creature.
So one.
So it would only be one person.
So we need at least... If I could have one or two research assistants...
Oh, man.
And one person infiltrate the system and the other person can be buzzed in through the telecom.
What would Nathan... It's an option... May it take some doing, but it's an option.
Do you have any other options?
Which we could
no.
We can go to the bar. I have nothing. See if we can find a ring.
All right, the two fighty boys.
We like bar fights.
See if you can't get yourself some rings. Preferably green or higher in color.
So what we can do.
But even white might work. Otto, let's have a makeover.
Let's do it.
Montage.
No, I don't have much options at this point.
We're going to go to another like biotech company and just be like, oh, his face is ugly, but, you know, we really want to get him prettier so he can find a date.
All these things cost money.
I have 100 monies.
It's probably about accurate.
I have 300.
I have 800 still.
I got 525.
You spent a bunch of that. Oh, you didn't buy the horse.
Mm. No, I haven't spent anything.
So
I can loan money.
You might have to use it to bribe for rings.
That's true.
Get you somebody.
Probably go to a bar and try to find.
You two
people.
Are supposed to be at the bar. We're gonna go get auto modified.
Get our drink on. What are we doing with Utaru?
She doesn't see.
She's
like
with
a
you guys.
Uh
oh. Oh yeah.
We're gonna share a good time.
Well, she's flashy time. And shiny. Maybe she'll blind somebody so you can steal their rings.
Okay. All
right.
Hey Utaru, do you drink?
Yes.
Yes. We're gone.
I'm going to slightly whisper to Utaru and be like, watch his drinking.
Of course.
No, watch it. As I walk away with Otto.
All right.
You guys going to sort of start a wolf pack over there?
Yeah.
The three best friends that anyone's ever had. Yeah.
You pick somebody you want to look like, and that's who you look like now.
No, I don't know. I don't remember who we decided I looked like before.
I don't know if we did, but just pick somebody.
Someone different.
It's probably going to cost about 200 to all do right. a full
so
facial
So you and I will
thing.
Fix it out. And we'll spend our monies and get him to look pretty. I'll do my 100, so you only have to give another 100. Okay.
Let's go
Stevie's
to
broke
the bar.
What are you guys trying to find in the bar?
Hot chicks. No, rings. We need rings, man. So
give me an intellect check.
Oh, this is our favorite.
Should have put a ring on it.
You're looking too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we will meet back up with them, but I need an auto to be different.
15.
Oh, ooh, buddy.
Nice.
11.
11.
You don't see anybody in any specific rings. You do notice one of the sales associates at the bar that you recognize from the company. Doesn't appear to be wearing the ring.
But they were wearing the ring at...
Yeah.
What did the sales...
Otto, we made you look like one of the research people.
What did the salespeople have ring-wise? Was it the greens normally?
I think
they were white.
It was white?
Okay. Research we people... That.
Were green.
Were green,
yeah.
But okay. You're seeing a sales associate, which would have been white.
Yeah, because if I can use my recollection to make you look like somebody that was a research associate in case they have to give their rings out back before they go home for the day.
That'll give us a short time frame if we can get there before that person to get the ring.
Or incapacitate that person as they leave the building.
That's true too.
Or we can just get this person drunk and figure out what happens with the rings.
There you go. You guys work on that. We're not with you, so we're working on a different plan.
Yeah.
Is he just sitting at the bar? Or what's going on? Okay, he's just
hanging out, having a drink.
Does he? Is he by himself?
Yep.
Oh. All right.
Can you go say hi?
Yeah.
I know you from somewhere.
You do look familiar. What? Drink it by yourself. Do you mind if we sit down with you?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, bartender. Another drink for my friend and me.
He just kind of gives you a nod.
How much is that?
It's indiscriminate. It doesn't
matter. Yeah, it's free beer. Even better than pitchers.
It's,
all right.
It's so manual. It doesn't make a difference.
Awesome. Yeah, I think I saw you at the show today. Or show? Yesterday. Yesterday. Were you at the show? Were you the salesperson?
Oh, the showroom.
Showroom, yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah. No,
we're new here, so we're just looking around.
Yeah, no, I do work. I do. That is where I recognize you from.
Just had a friend, just, you know, get some modifications.
Oh, what do you get?
Ah,
It was some implanted metal knuckles
stuff. Yeah, we get that a lot with fighters.
Yeah, he was. What brings you to the bar?
Just off my shift, hanging out.
Oh, really? Does everyone else come here?
I mean, maybe on occasion. We don't exactly hang out after work that often. Everybody kind of comes, does their shift, and leaves. I mean, it is a 24-hour showroom.
Oh, it's 24 hours?
Well, the showroom is, yes.
How do you guys have any break and fun here?
Well, we work in shifts.
Is Utaru sitting with us?
Yeah, she's there.
Is she drinking?
She has a glass of something, yeah.
Okay, just make sure. Make sure all my peeps are drinking. So what are you, how long are you staying here tonight? Are you going out with somebody, or are you?
No, I think I'm just going to have probably another drink and go home, get some sleep.
Oh, that's too bad. We just got in, so I don't know if you wanted to just hang with us for tonight, or.
I mean, if you're going to keep buying, I'll keep drinking.
Woo, let's yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. The bartender, another round.
All right, you have a drinking, buddy.
Yes. All right.
Find out about the rings.
At some point in time, he will be drunk.
And hopefully you guys won't be.
And they will be too. And they'll forget why they even came there.
I have to go shot for shot with this dude. All right. So this is up for you, man. This is up to you.
You're the guinea pig.
Yeah, the guinea pig. Yeah. So I guess some time passes by. We've been drinking.
I really ask wish I question. Got pickpocket or something.
Ask a question about the ring.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, I noticed everybody wearing a ring. Sorry, I'm metagaming this, but come on, guys.
Accurate.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, yeah, I'll just play dumb. I saw you guys were all wearing rings. Are there like different colors and stuff, or do you guys have to have them all the time?
Yeah, they look super cool.
He's like, oh, yeah. Obviously, he doesn't have one on. Yeah, those are like access keys.
They're keys?
Yeah. I mean, for the elevators. Like, everybody's got one. Some people have different colors, whatever.
You guys get to keep them all the time?
No, they go back to the chief guy.
Oh, the security guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard he got into a confrontation today.
Oh, huh. What kind of confrontation?
Some dude bumped into him. Who knows?
What an idiot.
It's a good thing he didn't call on the troopers, man. They'd have blasted his head off.
I'm glad I'm not that guy. Says the guy who was encouraging me to do it the entire time.
I approve still.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Sometimes you gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
Yeah.
Truth.
Very true.
Well, I mean, that's, I don't know. We know where the rings go.
So he just collects all the rings, like a ring collector? Does he just keep it in his room on a keychain or something?
I mean, there's a room that they go to, I guess, yeah.
Oh, cool.
What's Intara doing?
She's just watching these two.
She's watching me drink. You're too great.
Like, at this point, you probably realize that while she has a drink, she's probably taken like two sips out of it the entire time she's been there.
Oh, this is not going to go anywhere.
What a party pooper. She's all talk.
She doesn't drink. Well, crap. That gives all of my incentive to drink with this guy. It's kind of sobered me up a little bit. It's a buzzkill. What time is it now? I know, right? Good. Throw some questions at you.
Probably early evening.
Early evening?
Well, his appointment was in the morning. She had her little conferences. So probably like 5-6 o'clock.
Okay.
That's pretty early.
That's really early to be this drunk. Oh my gosh. All right.
I don't think there's anything more that we can really get out of this guy.
Not really.
Because we can't get a ring from him.
No. Nah, since they're locked up. All right. I'm going to look to Utaru. Utaru, you tell me you had to wash your hair tonight, right?
Sorry?
Yeah, you had to wash your hair, though, right? Tonight, you said it was kind of greasy.
What?
Want to keep going?
What?
I know, right? Yeah.
She pushes your glass further away from you.
Turn to the other guy. Yeah. I forgot. She has an appointment to get her hair washed. So I think we have to go. But man, it has been awesome drinking with you. You have been the first friend here. You're my friend now.
All right.
Best friends forever. This is now a four wolf pack. All right. I'll call you later. I didn't give him my number.
That's fine. You guys leave the bar. What are you two doing?
That was kind of all that we could.
Well, after the makeover, I think we're just gonna wait to make plans for the infiltration for the next day. Yeah.
Well, we made you look like one of the research associates.
Tried to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now we need to get you a ring. Well, I guess we know how you could get one.
You're gonna have to roll something.
Don't you have something?
Well, you do have a thing.
I got spin identity, but as it's how it reads is I can't say I'm a specific person.
He looks like a researcher.
Yeah.
No.
We found something useful.
You look like somebody that would be there.
Someone that works there, yes.
Yeah. To possibly get a ring.
Yeah.
But does that only work on one person? Or does that work on everybody?
I will read it.
Time to read.
Spin identity. You convince all intelligent creatures you can see, hear, and understand you that are someone or something other than who you actually are. You don't impersonate a specific individual known to the victim. Instead, you convince the victim that you are someone they do not know belonging to a certain category of people, etc. We're from the government. I'm just a simple farmer from the next town over. Your commander sent me. A disguise isn't necessary, but a good disguise will almost certainly be an asset to the role involved.
So you have a face that's different.
If you attempt to convince more than one creature, the intellect cost increased by one per additional victim. Fooled creatures remain so for up to an hour unless your actions or other circumstances reveal your true identity earlier.
Sorry, what was the explanation of if it was more than one person again?
I had to spend an additional intelligent point.
Okay.
For every person I'm trying to convince. Which I figure once
you have the ring, you don't need to convince anybody.
Once we get past the initial getting the ring, unless I do something suspicious, no one's going to really suspect anything.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
This idea.
Are you going back this evening or are you going back the next day?
I would say in the morning when we're all up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me get my buzz off a little bit.
Okay.
I did drink
a lot.
So we'll
meet back up with you guys.
Okay. Beforehand?
And then we'll just kind of go over where we know where they're keeping the rings. Because kind of since he looks like the research guy.
What you
Not exactly. He looks
Not
like,
exactly.
He looks different.
Well, we can get him to where the rings are and maybe get a ring that way.
Because Stevie was running off of her own memory of people and what they kind of look like.
This sounds great, but who's the new guy? Where's Otto?
Stevie will lightly tap your cheek and be like, it's okay.
All right.
So do they have any kind of identification cards that they use?
Not that you saw.
Not that you guys found out.
It was just keys.
Rings.
Rings that are keys. No one seems to care about Otto.
Yeah,
his
but
voice
I,
would be the same.
Oh, yes.
I definitely think I would like to rest to get some back, mm-hmm. some points.
I want
to
get back my points.
Oh, yeah, you guys spend
use
points.
Recovery rolls and then sleep. So
yeah.
So if you want to make those, go for it.
Making that roll.
I mean, we have 10 minutes, 1 hour, and 10 hours. That's basically why we're sleeping, yeah?
Yeah, which usually will fill it back up, so.
Red, so
I'm good.
Cup. I fill you up.
So, next day, I guess. Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Rancors_Brothel, and our archives can be found at rancorsbrothel.com.